How you doing? This is Coach Burns coming to you with Building the Dream. I want to talk a little bit about creating the monster today. It's becoming an epidemic where we are creating a product in this high school football thing that is getting out of hand by the time our student athletes get to college. The monster we're talking about is this false information that they're getting and so much attention that they're getting concerning their athletic ability and their ability to make plays and be the next 4-star, 5-star, 10-star, 12-star, 15-star. If some of you follow me on YouTube and see the Chronicles of C4 or TNT, who's now became C4, it's kind of like that overzealous football parent. And they're being preyed on by some of these street agent recruiter / high school coaches that come in and begin to recruit these kids and get them to contemplate transferring, switching schools, and doing things that are just downright ridiculous. Now, don't get me wrong. I get it. People transfer, and I know it happens. If I sat there and told you that people haven't transferred to places I've coached at, they have. But I can tell you this, that they're not sought after. They're not eluded. They're not promised the world. And if we're not careful, it's already gotten to a point where it is in epidemic proportions, and it's a problem. So I can't even say if we're not careful that it's going to be a problem, because it is a problem now. What we're doing is you're creating a monster that you cannot contain, and nor will you take responsibility for trying to contain down the road. And you'll chalk it up under the umbrella of, hey, getting them an opportunity, getting them a scholarship, getting them out. You know, look what we do. We're winning championships. We're doing this. We're doing that. Don't get me wrong. You compete for a reason. I mean, that's why you keep score. You know, there's a winner and there's a loser. But when these kids start getting courted, like as if they're draft picks, what is there left to be done when the colleges come through that really is like serious money? We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, $500,000 in some cases that parents are saving. And if they've been recruited out, like if they've been burnt out in the recruiting process from middle school or junior tackle through high school, by the time they get to college, they're not wild. There's nothing flashier. There's nothing important. There's nothing. There's no exclamation point to it. And then if they're blessed enough to get to the NFL, then there's really no exclamation point to it. And it's kind of like, you know, what is there left for me to do? So we really need to think about that, you know, coaches and 7-on-7 guys and people that are trying to sow seeds in the life of these young men. You really need to think about what you're doing. Begin to recruit these kids and sell them pipe dreams, and you got families believing this madness and these shenanigans. And what ends up happening is they get recruited and they get sought after, and they begin to believe that they're the cat's meow, like they're the end all be all. And, you know, the game will stop when they stop playing. And that creates a false sense of bravado. That creates a false sense of reality, a false sense of confidence that they will be catered to and sought after, and they can do whatever they feel like doing because their talents will overshadow their character. And then when they get to a place that's not going to allow that, they don't know how to acclimate, because all they've been sought after for is their athletic ability. And they've been recruited and brought over here, and it's so crazy. It's almost like they're getting treated like I said, like draft picks. You know, kids are showing up in limos, and they're showing up here, and they're getting tours, and they're now just making announcements that they will further their education, and they're committing to go play at high school X. And we will now be transferring to high school X. Like, you know, it's taking the onus off of what's really important. And so they're being prodded and coddled and stroked through their ego to believe that they are just the end-all be-all. And then they go to whatever location. Then they play, and they're getting treated like kings, and it's unbelievable how they're being treated. And I'm not hating against it. I'm just saying that there's not a sense of reality. So when they come to college and they get their first taste of adversity, they hear no for the first time. They don't know how to deal with it. And then it's the coach's fault, or it's the professor's fault, or their parents weren't supportive, or they don't like this place and they want to leave. And then if they happen to get a chance to go to the NFL, that's a whole different ball of wax. And I remember coaching at the Redskins, and we had a chance to pull some guys in from University of Texas. And so we had brought some guys in to work them out. And I remember sitting down talking with one of them, and they said our facilities were worse than University of Texas's. And it was almost like taking a pay cut if they would have came to play in the NFL. For the Skins, at least. So it's kind of knocked, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is a college guy. And so it's not even, he's not even appreciative of the fact that he might have a chance to play in the show. He's like, yeah, it might be a pay cut. It's like taking a pay cut if I come over here. And I'm like, whoa. But there was a sense of entitlement that was just unreal, and it wasn't realistic, because that's not really what it's about. So, we're creating monsters, and it's not for the good. We're not talking about goons that go out and knock your head off. We're talking about entitled monsters that, if you're not stroking the ego, they don't want to come perform because they feel like their services are worth you risking your athletic integrity or your school integrity for, and they're also expecting to get that treatment. And so for all those handlers out there that are, going above and beyond and paying for this for these kids, or taking them here and treating them like they're superstars, where kids are autographing, high school kids are handing out autographs. So I'm not hating. I played ball at a high level, and I'm not upset at all. But let's just think about that. They go and they're like superstars, and they're 15, 16, 17 years old. Who's teaching them how to deal with the success of being dominant in your sport, and then what comes with when you're not so dominant, and how do you deal with the backside of that? But you're just receiving accolades and love for your ability to be, that guy or scoring like 9 million touchdowns or 35 million sacks, and you're a guy. So, hey, you need to come over here. You need to come over here, and you can come over here, and we'll pay for this. You come over here, and you get these uniforms, get these cleats, you get this sponsor. You do this, you do that. That's crazy. We're creating a monster. So they
workout resumed.
They expect to get certain treatments, and they're not earning anything. So we got to be mindful. We really got to be mindful. If we're not careful, the game is going. The game that we love and that we know, it's gonna break down. And what you'll have is you'll have a bunch of non-playing, half-committed ball players that expect the ultimate payout with the minimal output. They'll be very short in what they're putting out and how much they want to produce, and they'll want the maximum payout. It's been Coach Burns with Building the Dream. Talk to you later.